And that is a dream come true for a lot of us, I think.
Certainly for me.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Bobby.
Clara Rockmore playing the theremin in the Bacchianas Brasileiras No. 5 of Villa-Lobos with cellists from the Violoncello Society. And our players, Peter Rosenfeld, I mentioned first because Peter was good enough to be our sort of unofficial conductor. Without him, we really would have been in difficulties. The other cellists, of course, we've heard before, and all wonderful artists, Jana Schultz, Bruce Rogers, Marion Feldman, Neil LaMonaco, Barbara Stein-Mallow, Cynthia Cox, and Diane Chaplin. Clara, in the few moments that we have left, tell us very, very briefly how you came to this instrument in the first place.
I met Professor Theremin when he was in New York. And
you you pronounce him Theremin.
Theremin, yes, Russian, you know. And this instrument fascinated me, but I was a busy violinist, and I didn't do anything about it. But then I began to get more interested, and that's how it was. But while we have even a moment of time, I would like to give public thanks to a brilliant young engineer, Mike Jason. It is he, not Robert Mogg, who put my instrument into good order, and it is he who keeps it in working order, which made it possible to play here today. It was Robert Mogg who was so enthusiastic about my instrument and my playing that he really pulled me out of my self-imposed retirement, and he produced my record, which was released by Delos Records last year.
Incidentally,
I would like Mike Jason to take a bow.
All right, Mike. And I would also like to tell you that the Delos record that Clara mentioned, I played a couple of tracks from it earlier this week, but the record is quite remarkable in the artwork, in the production of it. It's a very detailed analysis of the instrument. Robert Mogg has written a long article explaining it, both from the musical point of view and from the technical. So if you are interested in the wheres and whys and how it is put together, I urge you to get the recording, which is available, do you know where?
Many places. Rizzoli's, Carvet's.
All right, you'll find them. And it's on the Delos label. It has all sorts of short pieces. I don't remember, is the Swan on it?
Yes.
It is. So you see, you can hear that and much more as well. And Clara, thank you very much.
And I thank you, and my best wishes for many, many, many more years and many, many more beautiful birthdays, Bob.
Well, thank you very much. What can I say now, except I would like to thank not only the marvelous artists we heard today, but all of you listening, not only here in the house, but those of you who have written so glowingly and so encouragingly for these 9 years. It's been quite a trail. We started rather shakily, and we're moving along, I think, in reasonable order at this point. But it is thanks to the listeners, to the people who give us support and encouragement and ideas and suggestions and all the rest, that the listening room has been able to flourish as it has. So with thanks again to our artists today, and of course we include Nadia Reisenberg and Eric Friedman, who played so glowingly on the first hour, Clara Rockmore, the players in our Violoncello Society, Jana Schultz, Barbara Stein-Mallow, Peter Rosenfeld, Marion Feldman, Bruce Rogers, Cynthia Cox, Diane Chaplin, and Neil LaMonaco, and Klaus Adam, of course, who's been talking with us as president of the Violoncello Society. Clara Rockmore, the thereminist, has been our sort of featured artist today, and it's been absolutely marvelous. You know, Clara, I was realizing I've heard you at home, in your home, many, many times. I don't recall ever hearing you in a hall, and it's quite a difference. It's very, very exciting.
I'm delighted that you invited me.
So now that we got you out, we're going to next fix you up a few more engagements, and we'll see what else we can do. Meanwhile, we will start our 10th year in the listening room on Monday. I'm very pleased that flutist Paula Robeson will be here, harpsichordist Ken Cooper, and we'll have performances to help get us underway. So thank you all. We'll see you soon in the listening room. Thank you.